Well, next week is the last weekend of the church liturgical year. And so next weekend's in some ways the New Year's Eve within the church. And so as we come to the end of the year, the church gives us these wonderful and uplifting readings about the end of the world and how we're going to be persecuted and fires burning everything up and we're going to be handed over to our enemies. It makes me think and a reminder of how often we hear of these fire and brimstone homilies, especially in the past. And these readings, as they do every year, and the point of those readings and those homilies is to remind us to keep our eye on the prize, and ultimately for us to consider and have a check-in with how is our relationship with Jesus today. Because the reality is, as these readings remind us, that one day each one of us will die, and we will face an accounting of our life, which should give us pause and even scare us a little. It's also a reminder that putting our house in order, our spiritual house, the house of our soul, is more important than the house of the world. When often we can be concerned about the opposite. We worry more about the state of the country and the world we are in and seek to fix that more than the state of our soul and putting that in right order. After all, our holiness, our personal holiness, is far more important than the state that the world is in. And if we find that the state of the world is disrupting our peace or distracting our drive towards holiness, perhaps we are no longer keeping our eyes on the prize and making our relationship with the Lord the utmost priority. Makes me think of a visit I had to the hospital a couple of years ago to anoint an older woman. And in my visit, she told me this story. She told me about a man who went off to war, World War II, and he left behind his wife and small children. He fought bravely during that time, and after years of sacrifice for his country and family, he was gratefully finally able to go back home. He was not the same man he was when he left, one it never is after war, but he arrived home and he knocked on the door. The door opened, and there stood a young girl. And he looked at her without saying anything, and she returned his look, staring at his uniform, until she eventually turned back into the house and yelled, "Mom, there's a man here to see you." That little girl, who was in fact the woman I anointed, did not recognize that that man was actually her own father. He had been gone for so long. And now, obviously, that's not the girl's fault. Time and technology were different in those days. But there will come a day, hopefully a long way off for all of us, when the door to our heart will be knocked upon. We will open the door and see a man. Will we recognize him? Will we recognize that man as Jesus? For that is what we build up to each and every year as we set to begin a new liturgical season in Advent in 2 weeks. That we start with knowing Jesus as a small child in a manger. We follow him through childhood and he becomes a man. He begins to heal people, change water into wine, drive out demons, calm storms, walk on water. He forgives sins, feeds thousands, changes bread and wine into his very own body and blood. He suffers death and rises from the dead. Next weekend, we call him King of the Universe. All year, we are trying to put together the pieces so that we may truly know and recognize Jesus in all those things, in the child, in the bread, on the cross. And one day we will find this man whom we have heard so much about on our doorstep, and will we know who he is? Because the answer to that question shows how ready we are. If we know who Jesus is, then we have nothing to fear. It does not matter the state of the world or the trials we will face. In fact, we will eagerly await the Lord knocking upon our door. But if after this lifelong journey, we have no idea who this man is, it can then be a bit unsettling. And we can so often focus, especially when we think about death and dying, on being judged after dying, which is a true reality. We will face an accounting. But I do not think we need to be as scared as of being judged as we sometimes can think. I think, in fact, all of us are willing and courageous enough to be held accountable for what we have done. I think we're willing to take an account of what we are not proud of. I think what can scare us more is who is, in fact, going to be doing the accounting. Isn't that what is more terrifying? Not that we will be judged, but that we won't know the one who is judging us. After all, being judged by my parents can still be nerve-wracking, but I know that they still love me, even after I made one of my siblings cry. It's a long time ago, not recently. But if after a lifetime we know Jesus as a stern and merciless judge, then we should be very afraid. If after a lifetime we have come to know Jesus as a loving and forgiving God, then we have nothing to fear. The reality, as it often is probably in the middle of those two extremes. However, imagine how far more terrifying it is if we have no idea who this Jesus is to us, if he is in fact a stranger to us. That will determine if we run into his arms when he knocks or retreat back into the house. We cannot control when that door will be knocked for us. It occurs often far sooner than most would like. But we can control how well we know whose hand is knocking, and that is far more important. And so as we come to the end of this liturgical year and on the cusp of a new one, let us imagine if Jesus came to our spiritual house today. He knocks and we open the door. Who do we see? Are we expecting him? And do we recognize him? If not, then perhaps we have found our New Year's resolution for the coming year.